Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice about user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to share with you seven things you can do if you feel like you're stuck in a dead-end digital team. Because let's face it, many in-house digital teams are under-resourced and underappreciated. But moaning about it isn't going to change anything. Fortunately, there are positive steps you can take. Few of us get to work in some Silicon Valley startup or digital giant like Facebook. Most of us are working in more traditional organizations where management struggle to come to terms with digital, where they don't really appreciate what it is that we do. But sitting around for management to get it is not going to achieve anything. We need to act. Now, we can either fight or we can choose to move on. Either way, there's nothing much to fear because we're very much in demand these days. But if you do decide to fight for recognition, I want to share with you seven practical steps you can take today. Steps that I unpack further in my book, User Experience Revolution. Step number one is to discover the secret to motivating your management. You see, like users, every manager has something they want to achieve, and we need to find out what that is. That means we have to do the same research into our management teams as we do into our users. Heck, it might even be worth creating an empathy map for our management team. Find out what their pain points are. Discover what their goals are. You see, once you know these things, you can frame digital as a way of achieving these goals. For example, many management teams care about maximizing shareholder value. And if that's true where you work, then you will talk about how digital can increase sales and reduce costs. Trying to convince management to care about your agenda is going to be impossible. But positioning what you do as the answer to their problems will help you, them understand the value that you bring. Number two, shock colleagues with the reality of user experience. Often we think that colleagues and management don't really value digital or care about it, but that is rarely the case. It's just that they believe that they're doing enough already. It's our job to show how inadequate the current investment is, and that means we need to show them how shocking the experience can be. One way of doing this is to record usability sessions and send round a video of the lowlights. Show people the worst moments of the experience, but when you do the usability testing, encourage users to express why the experience is so terrible. This will leave no room for misinterpretation amongst your colleagues about the results. They'll understand where the problems lie. Number three, remember the importance and power of data. If you want management to see you as successful, they need to understand what success looks like. And that means you need an agreed set of aims for your team that you're working towards and a way of measuring those aims. Measuring key performance indicators for your team will allow you to show progress. But the power of data doesn't stop there. We can also use data to prove our opinions or show the problems that need solving. We need to get better at communicating through relevant and timely data. We can't simply rely on expressing our personal opinions. Number four, introducing a well-argued and professional process. Digital teams often come across as a bit unprofessional because we appear to have very ad hoc working practices. We often give the impression that we're making things up as we go along, and that undermines our credibility. We can counteract this impression by demonstrating more mature working practices. We need to be better at communicating how we work with colleagues and explaining why we work in this way. We can do this through establishing strategies and building service manuals and creating policies. Now, you might not feel you've got the authority to do these things, and you might have to compromise over some of the details as you go along. But by even creating a draft of these things for discussion, it's going to improve the credibility of your team. Number five, be proactive to promote a positive attitude. Most management teams want proactive, positive people. They spend much of their lives dealing with complainers, people who say that they don't have the budget, time, or support that they need. So don't be one of those people. Stand out from the crowd by going to management with positive ideas for improvement. Management won't always say yes, but by being positive and proactive in this way, you will shift their perception of your team. Also, when people ask you to do something that you consider a bad idea, don't immediately rush to say no. Instead, praise them for what you can of their idea. Then raise questions about its implementation. Questions that will gently guide colleagues to the realization that their suggestion will have consequences. Questions such as, how could we possibly reduce the negative reaction this might cause amongst some users? Don't be afraid to suggest alternatives either. As long as you don't push these too hard, most people are open to hearing other ideas. Again, colleagues might not always accept them, but it will paint you in a positive light as somebody who is positive and gets things done. Number 6. Build trust by starting small and proving your ability to deliver. When you do go to management with a suggestion, make it a small one. Until you've proved your ability to deliver, management are likely to reject bigger requests. Instead, start with a small pilot or a proof of concept. Deliver on that and measure to show its success. Then go back and show that success to management before making a slightly bigger ask. Over time, you will build a reputation as somebody with good ideas and the ability to make things happen. Once you've done that, management will give you a huge degree of latitude. Number 7. Show people proven success. Don't just tell them about it. The important thing to remember in all of the points I've made so far is that we need to show people things and not just tell them about it. We need to show them that we can deliver rather than just saying we can. We need to show them a better experience rather than just telling them about it. We need to show them that there is data to back up the points that we're making, not just say there is. We need to show that there is a bad experience and not just tell them there is. This applies to all kinds of areas, but especially when creating a better user experience. You see, we're visual people. If I describe a better user experience to you, you can picture it, but most people can't. If you want approval to make changes, you need to show them what better looks like. You need to be able to create a prototype, a mock-up, or indeed anything to help people visualize how much better things can be. It's amazing how opinions will shift once you can do this. Look, I'm the first to admit that the techniques that I've shared today only scratch the surface, but they do hint at what we must be doing if we want to encourage digital adoption. If we want to see a new focus on the customer experience, we need to really step up our game. We need to learn how to be better at presenting these kinds of things to our colleagues and management. To be honest, we need to play politics and improve how we're positioned within the organization and how we're perceived. There's so much that we can do. In fact, alongside my book on the subject, I'm releasing 52 cards. 52 cards outlining techniques like the ones I've shared today. 52 ways that you can begin changing how your management see you as a team. All you need to do is pre-order my book and you'll get the cards for free.